With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Smaller, bitter, and unmarketable. That's what little cherry disease does to a crop, and it's here at epidemic levels, according to Washington State University virologists. And Northwest Cherry Grower President B.J. Thurlby says it's here in more than one form.
Well, we've been paying attention to little cherry virus, and it's also, there's another one that's very similar, but a virologist can look at it and actually determine the separation of, between the two diseases, but there's another one called Western X.
Thurlby says the diseases appear to be territorial.
It's interesting. It appears that Western X is much more prevalent south of I-90, so, you know, down to the Columbia River, so that would be the Yakima Valley and lower. And little cherry virus is very prevalent north towards the border in Canada.
But Thurlby says the diseases are not exactly new.
It's been around for, well, I think we've been tracking it probably for 10 years, and it's a virus that's been around tree fruit. It appeared in Pennsylvania about 20 years ago and literally had a huge decimation of their particular crops back there. And so we're seeing it here, and it seems to just be affecting cherries.
He says it's a serious problem that can be very costly.
You know, we're thinking that there's probably been 1,000 acres in the last 5 years taken out to these diseases of little cherry virus and Western X, and that's significant.
Listen tomorrow for more on little cherry disease and Western X in Northwest Cherry Orchards. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.